Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi, we began chapter 3 of Tanit. And the Mishnah explained that the gradual buildup in strictness of the fasts and the prayers for the lack of rain was when that was the first rain, not for other calamities that might have a more sudden impact. And Mishnah Beitz continues these kind of situations. Yardu Litzmachim. Rain fell, but the rain was only good enough for the tzemach, like the crops, the vegetables. Avalol yardu le'ilan, but rain did not fall for the trees. Okay, so rain is rain. So what happened here was there was a very light rain, a dew, enough for the vegetables, on top of the field, but not enough to penetrate down to get to the roots of the tree. Or vice versa, le'ilan, the rain fell, it was very hard, dense rain, it went down deep, v'lo le'tzmachim, but it wasn't suitable for the vegetables. They prefer a lighter rain. So it does matter which kind of rains fall. We really need all kinds of rain for that all kind of plants can benefit. We're actually going to get to an amazing story later on. I think the Mishnah and Shabbat, we'll talk about Choni Amagil, and he asked for rain. There was a little bit of rain came, and then too much rain came, and it's a really interesting story that we're going to get to, God willing, in the Mishnah this week. Now here the Mishnah continues, Lazay, Lazay. We got rain for both the tzmachim, the crops on the surface, vegetables, and for trees, avalo leburut leshichin lemarut, but not enough for the water reservoirs. And the Gemara explains a bor is just a pit that you store water in. The shichin are basically pits that are lined so the water doesn't get out. Lemarut are like, it's like a mara is a cave, but it's like a roofed-in vault for water storage. You can see some of these if you go to Masada. They have marot there for water storage. So even if rain fell, which is suitable for the agricultural reasons, but it doesn't fill up the drinking wells and the drinking supply, you blow the shofar, you start fasting and praying, because lamaisa, human beings, also need to drink. Mishnah Gimel continues with these very harsh events that bring a immediate response, v'chen ir, and same if you have one city, shelo yardu le'gishamim, and that one city didn't get rain, even though the neighboring cities did. D'chsev, because there's actually a pasuk, v'him tarti, al ir achat, Hashem can make it rain on one city, val ir achat lo amtir, but not on another city. One city could be singled out for a lack of rain, and the people in that city should realize they should make an immediate response to do tshuva and start to pray and give tzedakah and to fast together so they can solve their problem for their city. And the pasuk continues, chelka achat timater, I will rain on one region, another chelka, another region, I'm not going to bring rain, it will dry up. So that it's a pasuk in Amos and the Navi describing how Hashem can make it rain. Yes, but Hashem can make it very targeted if there's a need to, motivate and arouse the people to do tshuva and to fix their ways. So the Mishnah continues, Otza Ha'ir, that very city which is singled out, mit one mitrat, it should fast and blow the shofar immediately. V'chol svivoteha, and the neighboring villages, mit onot velo matriot, they should start to fast, but they don't need to blow the shofar. They don't need to go to the more strict fasts yet. Rabbi Gevo Omer Matriot V'lo Mit'anut says, no, they should blow the shofar in the neighboring cities, as sort of, sound the alarm that, hey, our neighboring city has a problem, we might be next. Or also an explanation is, our neighboring city has a problem, they're going to depend on us, we need to be aware that we should stockpile food and have extra and be able to have what to give them so they don't starve. But they don't necessarily have to fast yet, according to Rabbi Akiva. Lamaisa, they do have rain, but they need to be aware that a financial hardship or a spiritual hardship on one part of Klal Yisrael, on one city in the Jewish nation, does affect all of us. That's an important reminder right here in the middle of Elul for all of us in modern times as well. Yishar kochachem and zay gezunt.